your thoughts on facing Ben McAdoo?
Yeah, you know, it's fun for Ben to get the head job, you know, being able to work with him for a few years, well, a lot of years, but directly for 2 years. It's always nice to see guys get promoted like that and get an opportunity. It's fun to see Joe get an opportunity in Miami, and then Ben, you know, worked up the ranks very quickly from tight end coach, quarterback coach, to offense coordinator of the Giants, and then kind of coach in waiting. So, you know, he did it the right way. He's a grinder. He is a great attention to detail. You know, I'm happy for him, really happy for him.
Aaron, is there anybody in the league that would know you and your offense as well as Ben does, and what impact do you think that has on us?
Well, you know, they're running a similar offense to us, so that kind of goes both ways. They obviously have an idea of what we're trying to do, and vice versa. So I wouldn't say there's a major advantage there. I think if anybody, the people that know me the best, thankfully, are still on this staff. You know, I work with Mike for 11 years now, and Tom directly for 6 years. So as long as we can hold on to those guys, I feel a little bit better about not all the secrets getting out there.
How closely do you monitor the injury report from them? They had three DBs out Sunday or Monday, and maybe the same deal this week.
Yeah, I mean, I monitor it as much as we're aware of. You know, usually there'll be a conversation at some point, maybe on Friday, you know, and then you look at the inactives on game day. But, you know, we're preparing for their guys to be back, Apple to be back, and DRC to be back. Haven't seen the report yet, but usually the good gauge is Thursday, so we'll see what happens after tomorrow's practice.
What have you seen from Jeff in practice with that hand unwrapped?
He's still catching with his body a lot, which is great. You know, that's Jeff, you know. But it's nice having him back out there in the receiver role. He's a, you know, big asset to our team in the special teams game. And you saw the toughness he would go out there with his club. It's been great for him to get that off and to get to use his hands again. Still pushing him to use his hands to catch it every day a little more. But like he says, man, it's all about results. It doesn't matter how you catch it, as long as you catch it.
Aaron, you're not going to have Jared for a few weeks. Can Richard step back in and do the kind of things that you'd like him to do in that role?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's stepping back in. I mean, I think that Rich was taking a lot of reps as it was, and the thing is, it's going to open up opportunities for Justin, you know, who I've been a big fan of his since his first day here. You know, he does it the right way. He works really hard. He's got a great approach to the game. He's got a great preparation schedule, obviously, because he's out there and he don't worry about him at all. And he just catches the ball and makes plays, like Corey says about him all the time. You know, he just catches the ball every time it comes his way. So excited about his opportunities. And Richard, I have a ton of faith in him, and I know he's going to step in there and do his job.
You're the master of being prepared. Can you kind of take us through the pregame schedule before you get out on the field for warm-ups and what you maybe go through mentally prior to getting out there?
I think that might be a little bit of competitive advantage, so I can't go exactly into what I do, but I do have a routine like we all do. At home, it's a little better because you have the opportunity to use, you know, the hot tub, cold tub, and those things at your disposal. But no, it's about a mindset, you know. So whatever you got to do to get in the right frame of mind. For me, it's about controlling my emotions and making sure I'm as even keeled as possible out there. Because everybody's looking at me for energy and enthusiasm and positive attitude. So those are things I think about before the game, and the rest of the stuff I'll leave to your imagination until they put the cameras directly in our faces, which will probably be here in a couple of years.
How important is it to be even keel? A lot's been made about Odell Beckham and how he lets his emotions play into his play. you seem to be the opposite. You think even keel helps you play better.
It does. But that's the beauty of our game is you know, we encourage our guys to be themselves, and you can't keep a guy like Mike Daniels quiet. You know, you love that passion out there on the field. We talked about it a couple games ago. Hey, express yourself, you know. We need more of, you know, Jordy Nelson catching a ball and you know, getting the fans involved. That's, you know, we all kind of ribbed him a little bit, but we love that. We love the energy and the emotion and the passion out there. You know, you just can't let it affect your team in a negative way. They are doing some interesting penalties. You know, I've seen Antonio Brown, you know, got flagged a couple times for doing a key and peele dance. Mm-hmm. And then I think the NFL used that maybe on their Twitter site as promoting the excitement and the fun of the game. So I don't know about where the line is for that. you know, there's jokes at times about the no fun league. I hope we can keep the excitement and the celebrations in the game and not try and restrict them like the NCAA does.
How was your bye week? And then what's the talk amongst you and your teammates about, here we go now, 13 in a row plus the postseason, the mindset now? Here's the drive.
Well, the bye week's always too short. And I mean that in that once you kind of get into it and get relaxed, you're back home.
Right.
It's a tough stretch. You know, we got 13 in a row. We got a stretch right now with a bunch of games in the next 3 weeks in, I think, 11 or 12 days. We've done that before, you know, and we're fortunate to have them all at home. So we got to take care of business this next stretch, get a little nice little Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. And then it's a tough game at Atlanta. So, you know, the schedule is set up to try and create parity. And we're going to have to go on a stretch here after this home stretch where we got to win some games on the road. So we're getting geared up. The bye actually came at a great time for us this year based on the health of our football team. Hopefully we can get those guys on defense back quickly. And it gave Cookie a week without missing a game for his rehab. So we'll just have to, you know, be playing the right way at the end of the season and stay healthy.
Aaron, you mentioned that first practice that Jordy was back in camp. You made a throw to him that you could make with your eyes closed. When did that connection start with you two? How was that developed?
Well, I'd say 2010 was a big year for both of us. That was a year that he got more opportunities. The Super Bowl was a big game for him and I, his confidence, the biggest game of our lives. And he goes out and has a bunch of catches and makes big plays for us. That was huge for our chemistry on the field. But it grows every year. But I would say that year, our third year playing together, was an important turning point for us to really get on the same page. And you saw what happened in 2011 when he was healthy and had a big year.
Aaron, you've had no 13 weeks. Is there such a thing as pacing yourself over all that, or is it 13 different mileposts along the way? How do you approach that?
I approach it as it's, you know, 1 week at a time. You know, I think as a young player, the pacing yourself mindset might kick in, because there is a real thing as a rookie wall. You know, these guys are playing 11, 12, 13 games in their season, and we're looking at game number 8 right now, counting the preseason. So we know we got to help those guys along come November and December football. That's when you put yourself in a position to make the playoffs and start to play the way you want to play going into the postseason. So we're going to have to help those guys along. Personally, I look at it as 1 week challenges, and what do I have to do to get myself in the best frame of mind and feeling my best come game day and then repeat the next week.
Aaron, with Carson and Cam in the concussion protocol this week, two guys whose teams went far last year, you've got two rushing touchdowns already this year. You're running a little bit more than in seasons past. How conscious do you have to be of making sure you stay available when you do something?
Yeah, I mean, that's the most important thing. I think I learned my lesson big time in 2010 at Detroit. I don't remember the play, but I've seen it a few times, and it's always best to slide. Every now and then I'll take a guy on, not head on, but I'll take a guy on when I feel like I have an angle to avoid a major shot. But the thing you can't account for sometimes is the hits from the side, the blind hits. So you got to be careful when you're running. My mindset is once I pass the line of scrimmage, let me find a nice, safe place to get down. That's important. And you saw it last year with, Andrew took a tough shot, Andrew Luck, that kept him out on a run. And, Cam is a big part of our offense has run the ball, and he's taking some shots over the years. It's tough. But a lot of them you can't, the concussions, you know, you can't prevent. But the ones you can, the big hits, you got to get down.
Kind of in that same vein, how impressive you've been over the course of Eli's career. He hasn't missed a start since his rookie year.
Yeah, that's really impressive. I mean, the ability to play every year with through injuries and stay healthy is really impressive. I think he's got a streak of getting up to 200 games, right? He's getting way up there. I don't think anybody's going to compete with old Farvey's record, but it's really impressive.
How challenging is their scheme? And then as a follow-up to that, when you go up against a blitz-heavy coordinator, but you've had such success against the blitz, what do you expect going into a game?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm not sure. You know, they can play to their strengths or maybe play a little softer. I would assume they're going to be aggressive and come in and pressure. It's a great scheme. They're very well coached. We're going to have some plans to to combat the blitz.
Aaron, what do you think about going up against the presidential debate Sunday night and given obviously the popularity of your team, the Giants, the NFL overall? Safe to say you guys are going to take away a lot of the audience from that debate?
I don't know. The last one was pretty interesting. Maybe not in the way that the voters want, but, you know, hey, it's Sunday Night Football, always great ratings. I think we're a pretty good draw. State of this country makes those a little more interesting because I think everybody's a little worried about the candidates as they're portrayed at the moment. But, yeah, we don't worry about that stuff. We just go out and play, and it's fun to be on Sunday Night Football. It's even more fun to be on Sunday Night Football at home.
Are you interested in what happened Sunday night with that debate afterward?
No, I could, at this point, it's about football. I mean, you know, you just look on Twitter. You can find out just about everything that happens.